Hey guys, welcome to the assignment explanation audio for chapter 15. This is going to be a quick one, so let's go ahead and just get it over in a few seconds here. So we only have two parts really, and only one of them requires an answer, but it says part one, discuss the appropriate spotting techniques to be used when a client is using dumbbells. So chapter 15 is really all about understanding the tools that you can use with your clients, including things like dumbbells, cables, barbells, medicine balls, kettlebells, strength training machines, bands, ropes, vibration plates, TRXs, all that good stuff. But they don't have a lot of questions from this chapter. That's why we don't require a lot of parts for this chapter for you to complete. So the main, we'll say, technique used for spotting with dumbbells is on page 394, and you're going to be spotting at the wrists and not the elbows when using dumbbells, because if you spot at the elbows, they can still internally or externally rotate, which may put their shoulder joint or elbow joint at risk of injury. So spot at the wrists and not the elbows when using dumbbells. All right, and then part two, it says list all exercise tools and then list two exercises for each tool. We're gonna let you guys do that. We don't necessarily need to go over that as our answers may vary as far as the exercises. But yeah, just go through the chapter, notice the tools, read a little bit about them, especially if you're unfamiliar with them. And then next time you're in the gym, give them a try and maybe try some exercises on them, see how you like it and see what would work best for you and your goals, and then know what would be best for your clients and their goals. Cool. And different things can be really fun, so enjoy it. This is why we're in fitness, to learn about different fun training methods. So hope to see you guys, go ahead and complete the quiz, short one for you, and I look forward to seeing you next chapter. Cheers.